From design to maintenance, floors. The floor serves as a finishing element for horizontal partitions of the building. It usually consists of several layers and should be done after plastering as one of the last finishing works. The floor provides thermal, acoustic and damp insulation, transfers the loads, as well as is an essential element in interior design. Flooring is composed of insulation layers, underlayment and finished floor, all of them laid either on the ground, often on concrete screed, or on the floor slab. Depending on the type and purpose of rooms, the following insulation layers are used directly on the subfloor: thermal, acoustic, damp, waterproof, and steam-tight. The underlayment, which serves as a leveling and pressure layer, is laid directly under the floor and transfers the loads from it to the structural layers. Properly made underlayment should be even and durable. It cannot crack. Most often, it appears in the form of traditional cement or concrete screed, as well as ready-mix cement screed or self-leveling anhydride-based screed, prepared in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. The thickness of the underlayment and its compressive strength are determined in the design process and depend on useful loads. It is often reinforced with steel rebar. Underlayments can also be prefabricated, for example as plaster, concrete or wood, hardboards, chipboards, panels. These will for sure speed up the execution process of floor laying works. The floor is a top layer of the floor structure and forms an exterior finish. Sometimes it serves as its only layer. It can be made from the materials that are resistant to wear, dusting or water, and those that ensure its smoothness, roughness, slip resistance or strength, particularly important for industrial floors. There are different types of floors, divided mainly in terms of the purpose, for example for residential or industrial buildings, whether they are laid on the ground or on the floor slabs, technical and performance requirements, for example watertight, chemical proof, oil proof, sprung, with a smaller or greater strength, the material of which they are made, for example boards, parquet, tiles, terrazzo, PVC floor coverings, wall-to-wall carpeting, etc. A well-chosen floor is the basis for every well-designed interior. It gives it a certain style and emphasizes its character. This is especially important in homes, offices, and other public buildings. Despite changing trends, styles, and tastes, wood occupies a prominent place in the list of flooring materials. One can lay floorboards of solid or glue-laminated wood, parquet, mosaic, or three-layer floor panels, for example the Berliner floorboards. Wooden floors are usually made of softwood, pine, spruce, or hardwood, oak, ash, beech, birch. Exotic hardwood flooring, resistant to scratches and moisture, is gaining in popularity. Glazed or unglazed ceramic tiles also hold a strong position. The most popular are clinker, grass tiles, terracotta. There is a great variety of other materials on the market that are gaining in popularity due to their relatively low price, such as carpet and PVC floor coverings, cork, impermeable to liquids and gases, moisture-resistant as well as allergy and asthmatic sufferers friendly, and also imitating wood vinyl panels.